and my sister first went out to the appointment at the hospital. There was an office, and he started asking me a lot of questions, and I really didn't answer any of these questions. My sister just started laughing a little bit. That's the way my sister was at that time. And there was two chairs there in the office, like black chairs, and my sister was sitting in one of them, and I was just sitting on one side, and he was sitting on the other side. I don't know. I could have been there only maybe 45 minutes. I can't remember how long it was. And then we were taken back to Williamson House. And then the second time, I was taken there on my own. And I was not sitting in the same chair. I was sitting in the chair where my sister was sitting in. And he tried to communicate with me, talk with me. And I had these small little trousers, little shorts. That little button in the middle. Anyway, he asked me to stand up. And I took my trousers down by the buttons, and he took photographs.
What effect did this have on you?
Well, I was feeling, by that time, I mean, I was feeling very confused at that time. I was feeling isolated. I felt embarrassed. Even when I remember even going back to my, when I was sent to the secondary school, I was afraid of getting into showers and stuff like that. But prior to that, I was always feeling angry. And I was sent to a school for needy children because I had difficulty in learning. Well, the reason why I had difficulty in learning is because of what was happening to me in Winston Hawks.
When he was arrested in 1971 for abusing a 13-year-old boy, Maurice Fraser's employers weren't told. How do you feel when you hear that?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. Yeah, I couldn't tell any man. Because anybody in authority figures, well, I'm pretty confident they did know about it. They were afraid to lose their job. They were part of it. Today, most of my medical doctors are females, what happens today is I suffer from having male doctors treat me or look at me.
Mm-hmm. So you'll only go to a doctor that's a woman?
Yes.
Are you frightened to see a male doctor now?
I still have some of those flashbacks, yes.